Well, we'll take history now. That will give you an opportunity to let some of your knowledge come out, Harbour.
Well, sir, what is it?
What?
What do you want me for?
I don't want you. Why?
I thought you said come out.
No, I said it'll give you a chance to let some of your knowledge come out.
Oh.
Well, who signed the Magna Carta? Come on, who signed the Magna Carta? Who signed the Magna Carta?
Wasn't me.
He's a liar. Yeah,
what's that?
He's a liar. I heard him say it.
Heard him say it? Say what?
You've got a face like a rotten tomato.
Did you say that?
No, sir.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Harbottle, shut up. I'll settle this. Did you say I got a face like a rotten tomato?
No, I didn't say anything about rotten.
Oh, that's all right. Well, come on, who signed the Magna Carta?
Alfred the Great.
Who?
Alfred the Great.
Alfred the Great? Alfred the Great, nothing at all to do with it. Why, it was years before his time. Oh, by the way, didn't I ask you to write an essay on Alfred the Great?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was about 4 years ago. Did you ever do it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I never got it.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, well, that's all right, as long as you get these things in before you leave, you know. We can always examine them and send them on to wherever you're working. Let me see. Alfred the Great got a licking in a battle. Got a what?
A licking.
What do you mean?
A biffing. A walloping.
I wish you'd try and write English.
A towsing.
Oh, a sloshing.
Yes.
Oh. So a woman said that he could hide in her house until her husband came, but not after. Well, why not after?
He'd get another sloshing.
Listen, I'm not talking to you, Harbottle. Shut up. Well, where's the rest of this?
That's all.
Well, is that all you know about Alfred the Great?
It's all you've taught us.
Oh, no, it isn't. You don't pay any attention, you know. Don't you remember I told you about him sitting on the seashore, commanding the waves to go back and...
I know more than that.
What about?
Alfred the Great.
I mean, you ought to. Well, come on, who signed the Magna Carta?
Well, what is it?
What's what?
The Magna, whatever it is.
Oh, the Magna Carta?
Yes.
Well, the Magna Carta was,
Well, what was it?
It doesn't matter what it was. I want to know who signed it.
Do you know who signed it?
Well, of course I know.
Well, what do you want to ask us for? As long as it was signed, why worry about it? There's a lot of talk about nothing. Get on with something else.
I'm not getting on with anything else till we've settled who signed the Magna Carta.
Well, go on. We'll buy it. Who did?
Buy it? I'm not selling anything. King Charles signed the Magna Carta.
I know that.
Well, why didn't you say so when I asked you?
I didn't know then.
You say that King Charles signed the Magna Carta?
He did.
Where?
What?
I said, where? Where did he sign it?
Well, the Magna Carta was signed at,
I know where it was signed.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Well, where was it signed?
At the bottom.
Well, we know that, you idiot. We want to know the name of the place.
Oh, the place?
Yes.
I think it was signed at Dover.
Dover? Nonsense. That's where William the Conqueror landed.
Oh, I always thought he landed at Hastings.
Hastings? No, no. Hastings was the place where the Pilgrim Fathers sailed from for America.
You know, sir, if you only knew a little more, you could get a job here as a teacher.
What do you mean I could get a job here as a teacher? I am a teacher here.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I thought you were just keeping the seat warm until the real teacher got back.
Oh, why, is there anything wrong with my teaching?
No, your teaching's all right. It's your knowledge that's all wrong.
Why, how is it wrong?
Well, your history is different from the books. To start off with, you said King Charles signed the Magna Carta.
Did I?
You did.
Well, I meant Henry the Eighth.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you're wrong again. Henry the Eighth was the king who had 6 wives.
Well, that wouldn't prevent him from signing the Magna Carta, would it? As a matter of fact, it was owing to his having trouble with his wives that he signed it.
Why? What was the Magna Carta about?
Well, you're not old enough to know. Besides, it's time to dismiss. You can go now, both of you.
I don't think. Oh, by the way, someone once told me that a little knowledge was a dangerous thing. Is that right?
Yes, why?
You ought to give us a long holiday.
Oh, what for?
Keep us out of danger.
I'll think it over. Get out.